might as well I can drive, and then them coops. That's all I can drive.
What would you call a little building where you could store wood in?
A little building?
Uh-huh. Like back when you had wood that you'd burn in stoves? Did you ever see a little building out in your backyard where you could keep the stove wood?
I don't remember.
The woodshed, where we used to have one.
I had a woodshed.
We did. Grandma had one too. Your mama, me and Dick Builder.
Well, I didn't know nothing about it.
We'd go over the body on the fire with rides and get drift wood, saw it up and then cut it with axes and store it in that woodshed.
That's all I don't remember. Children don't.
You were out there on a good foot. You couldn't remember.
Where would people store their tools? If they had a lot of tools, like, you know, different tools that you'd use in your yard and so forth, where would you keep them?
In the garage.
Okay.
In the garage, that's where you keep it at now.
What about when you were growing up?
Well, they keep my thing in there. That's pretty popular to keep here. I think Pop kept it up on the house, I believe.
Mm-hmm. A long time ago, people didn't used to have bathrooms inside like they do now.
What? That thing they call closets.
Huh?
Closets out in the yard.
I
hated them things.
They were called
them toilets out
there.
Yeah, I hated them.
Outside.
Well, I hated to go to them doing things. Some folks got them out someplace. I went to people that had them out in the yard. I said, well, out of this class, I ain't going to this thing no more. I forgot where it was at.
What some different kinds of animals would people have out in the country? Where would they keep them all?
John wasn't born in the little country in my life.
Well, during the times you was coming, Mama, this was the same in the country when you was a child. What was Grandma Stuart the wild game that her grandson would bring home after skinning and stuff? What did it do with the hides and the remains of the animal when she was stowing away? Why was she hanging it at night?
Hang what?
The possum or something, or the coon or
rat. Oh, she's going for the garbage can or throw it away.
She would. She'd hang it up to get the wild sim out of it. She'd hang it up on her back porch.
I don't know what Mama done. Mama done so many things.
Did y'all have any animals when you were, or did anyone around where you lived have any animals?
We got folks that had cows, horses, hogs, and goats, and everything, honey, and rabbits.
Did
yeah,
y'all,
everything.
Did y'all
Mama
have
had hogs, and that's what Mama had them was hogs, I mean, dogs, you know, things like that. She didn't have no horses or no cows.
Had a dog
over. Yeah, they had dogs and
dog named Lou. Was a hound like they have in these prisons. And you could tie her eyes up and you could run, go somewhere all the way down to that graveyard that's on North Main now. And tell Lou that he's gone or she's gone or so-and-so gone. And Lou would get on the ground, smell that scent. But she come right to where you're at if you're up in a tree. And you have her blindfolded, and she could go find you. Okay, how far you went? My mother had a dog like that named Lou. My wife wore the body dog. I was about 16 years old.
That's old man.
1936.
Going to that church, he swears that he's blind. I said, he looks like me. He's blind. And why not? No, ma'am, he's blind. I said, no, he ain't outside. I see him go to the store with a $20 bill and buy a ghost. Imagine he can come and change it and come on out that store and go on his ghost. See, I'm blind. It's not different. It's here. I don't go nowhere at night.
You have a sense of feeling. You can be blind both eyes and count money.
No, he can't count no money to go where he want to go. I don't watch him.